This is VOA News. We have a bulletin from Melissa Melton. U.S. prosecutors have charged six Russian military intelligence officers in connection with a global computer malware campaign that struck the 2017 French presidential election and the 2018 Winter Olympics in South Korea. Head of the U.S. Justice Department's National Security Division, John Demers, called the cyber campaign the most disruptive and destructive series of computer attacks ever attributed to a single group. The Justice Department said the six hackers, all officers of the Russian Military Intelligence Service, known as GRU, targeted government and other entities in the United States, Ukraine, Georgia, and Britain, as well as France and South Korea. The Justice Department had previously indicted GRU officers with hacking Democratic emails during the 2016 presidential election. The latest charges did not allege election interference on the part of the GRU. The six defendants face charges of conspiracy, computer hacking, wire fraud, aggravated identity theft, and false registration of a domain name. U.S. President Donald Trump announced Monday the United States will remove Sudan from its list of state sponsors of terrorism as soon as Khartoum sets aside the $335 million it has agreed to pay to the families of American victims of militant attacks. A U.S. official told Reuters that the deal could also be set in motion steps by Sudan toward establishing diplomatic relations with Israel, following similar moves by the United Arab Emirates and Bahrain. Sudan's designation as a state sponsor of terrorism was established in the 1990s during the presidency of longtime ruler Omar al-Bashir, who was ousted last year. This is VOA News. With 15 days remaining before the U.S. presidential election, Democratic challenger Joe Biden continues to lead in national polling against Republican President Donald Trump. But Biden's campaign is urging his supporters not to take that lead for granted after Democrat Hillary Clinton was expected to win in the 2016 election, only to lose to Mr. Trump in an election night surprise. Poll aggregators show Biden with a 9 or 10 percentage point lead nationally, and perhaps half that lead in key battleground states that will determine the outcome. President Trump says he's confident he will be reelected. An unprecedented number of early voters have already cast their ballots in this year's contest. Nearly 28 million people have cast their votes either in person or by mail since early voting started. Shelling was reported in the disputed region of Nagorno-Karabakh on Monday, despite a ceasefire that was meant to take effect early on Sunday. In the latest development in the dispute over the region of Nagorno-Karabakh, Armenia and Azerbaijan each accused the other of shelling overnight, this despite a truce backed by international mediators aimed at quelling the violence, which has left hundreds dead. This ceasefire is the second brokered by Russian officials since the conflict began late last month. Russia's foreign minister, Sergei Lavrov, who acted as a mediator for the truce, on Monday called the continued fighting unacceptable. Fighting erupted between Azerbaijan and Armenia September 27th, marking the biggest escalation of the decades-old conflict over Nagorno-Karabakh since a 1994 ceasefire. The U.S. Supreme Court has agreed to hear two cases involving Trump administration policies at the U.S.-Mexico border. The first regards a policy that makes asylum seekers wait in Mexico for U.S. court hearings. The second is about the administration's use of money to fund the border wall. The justice's decision to hear the cases continues its practice of reviewing lower court rulings that have found President Donald Trump's immigration policies illegal over the past 4 years, although the justices will not hear either new case until 2021. And a NASA spacecraft circling an ancient asteroid 200 million miles away is about to make contact. The OSIRIS-REx spacecraft will attempt to descend to the boulder-packed surface of asteroid Bennu on Tuesday to take a handful of rubble. It'll be America's first crack at collecting asteroid samples for return to Earth. That's a feat accomplished so far only by Japan. The samples will not arrive on Earth until 2023. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. From Washington, this is VOA News.